Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled away.
If God's got a favorite songwriter, I think it's John Prine. That's how Kris Kristofferson described the late great country folk singer who died last year from COVID-19. Prine's fans will recognize this track immediately. It's his most famous song, Paradise. And this version is sung by another great country singer, Sturgill Simpson. Simpson recently released this single for the upcoming John Prine tribute album, Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows Volume 2, which also features artists like Brandi Carlile. Our original studio quality recording for this interview failed, which is why you're about to hear Sturgill Simpson on a phone. But once he gets going telling stories about his old friend John Prine, we don't think you'll mind. Sturgill Simpson, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, John Prine wrote Paradise 50 years ago for his father, who was from Paradise, Kentucky. It's been covered dozens and dozens of times. What draws you to it?
It's one of those songs you've known your entire life, probably before you were too young to even know you knew it. We were in the studio recording Volume 1, Cutting Grass. So, we had the band there. I think that was the first take, I think, is the one you just played. Because nobody had to learn it, if you know what I mean. At that point, it was still fresh. I haven't really grasped that he's gone, just because there was no goodbye at all for anyone, especially his family members.
Well, for most of us, John Prine was like this legendary songwriter, but for you, he was that, but he was also your friend, right? I mean, what did he mean to you personally and as a musician?
Well, one, you have to get past the legend, because he was this unnervingly down-to-earth, extremely humble person. But for me, the real enlightening perspective came from hearing him talk about, his earlier life.
I always figured my music come from somewhere between here and Kentucky. We used to go down there as often as we could until the town got tore down by Mr. Peabody.
Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay.
Everybody says don't meet your heroes. I would say John Prine was definitely an exception to that rule.
Yeah. So what was it like when you met him? Because you must have been starstruck.
The first time I met him, I was sitting in the studio at the butcher shop, probably actually late 2015, and I took a break, hit the space bar, and I turned around, and he was just sitting there. And I'll never forget it, because he was wearing plaid pants and a periwinkle blue linen cotton sport coat. He was just sort of sitting there listening, and he's just like, I'm hungry. Let's go get some lunch. And then he knew I just had a couple kids, so my house was full of energy and noise, and he had a little office there in the studio. We called it an office, but there's nothing in there but a jukebox and a pool table. And he said, he had a set of keys made, and said anytime you need a place. So we shared that room for the better part of 3 years, but we were never in the room at the same time. And all that time, I could see signs he'd been there, and likewise, and he'd usually flip my drums upside down or move them around or something.
Really?
Every time it was always some little sign. When I got the news that he went into the hospital, I just sort of was standing outside and just kind of accepted the fact that I probably was never going to see him again.
I'm sorry that you lost your friend and your hero. He was a hero to a lot of us. You're also from Kentucky and from a family of coal miners. I just wonder, what that legacy, how that's inspired your own music and the way you think about things?
Immensely, especially on that topic. that song definitely connected with me at a very young age. I've written a couple songs about it.
I'll be one of the first in a long, long line not to go down from old Black Lung. Yeah, my death will be slower than the rest of my kind, and my life will be sadder than the songs they all sung. Well, now, old King Cole,
mother's father and her brother, all my grandfathers, great-grandfathers were coal miners. And so from outside looking in, there's the devastation and the lack of sustainability in terms of worshiping little black lumps of rock for energy. But when you live in those communities, or more importantly, I'll say, for instance, my grandfather had a seventh grade education, but because he worked, you know, as a foreman, you know, with a seventh grade education, was making $90,000 to $110,000 a year, and that provided for our family in a way that wouldn't have been possible otherwise. And then now that those industries have sort of dried up and left, taking all the money with them, and left the regional devastation, you know, those opportunities aren't there anymore, and there's none being brought in. So I guess for me, the lack of understanding, I guess, from outsiders, they want to know why the region is so hell-bent on the return of those jobs, is because it was the one thing that ever really brought sustainable income and outside of that opportunity, in a lot of ways, hope in Appalachia.
Yeah. Let's hear some more of your music. You came out with two albums late last year, Cutting Grass, Volume 1 and 2. This one is called Hobo Cartoon.
Wish I was riding steam train right out of the pages of town, down through the old roaring 20s, before the fall of 1929. Back in the heyday of railroad, before airplanes fluttered and flew, color me in like a cartoon hobo, doing what bums used to do.
You wrote that song with Merle Haggard. But he died in 2016. You got to explain how that song came about.
That song, actually, Merle wrote the lyrics while he was in the hospital bed, probably knowing he was at the end of his life, and he was still writing songs. He was just laying there, and he sent me that song via text message, and it was from one railroader to another. And I was like, God, what am I going to do with this, you know? And then when this record came up, you know, I was like, well, now or never, this is sort of these are the records that this song belongs on.
What was it like for you to get a song texted to you from Merle Haggard on his deathbed? I mean, how did you feel about that? It's kind of an honor, isn't it?
It's an immense honor. But yeah, man, mostly I just miss these guys. It's tough. I feel like I've lost my grandfather 5 times. Especially when you don't really get to say all the things you wish you had, or you're always too nervous to, or you didn't want to bother him when you're in front of him. You just, you know, you don't want to be that guy. So you just, a lot of times we just sit there and not saying anything. And then now I just wish, you know, I had one good opportunity to embarrass myself.
What would you say to him?
A bunch of stuff I'm not going to say on NPR. But it's, I don't know, man. I just probably just hug them and tell them thanks. And I love them. And I don't know. Stop smoking. Yeah. What a year. Jesus.
It's been rough. Sturgill Simpson, Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter. Thank you so much for speaking with us. It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Sturgill's version of Paradise on the John Prine tribute album is out now. The entire album, Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows Volume 2, will be available this fall.